weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A wind chill advisory remains in effect. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 9 above. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 5 above.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. In March, Kansas will be doing something completely different with their presidential preference primary for the first time since 1992. Russell Arben Cox, a professor at Friends University, explained exactly what it is to Cake News.
According to the rules of this election that were established up in Topeka, there is no direct connection between the results and what the parties decide to do. So the Kansas Republican Party gets those results. They have to decide, well, are we going to send 40% of our delegates as Trump representatives? Or are we going to assume he's going to lock this thing up and so we want to send as many delegates as we can? They might choose to do that.
Which means, in the words of Laura Rainwater, the Sedgwick County Election Commissioner,
we don't declare a winner. We give them to the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, respectively. They choose how they're going to delegate those votes.
Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Roll into 2024 on a winning streak at First Council Casino and Resort. Claim your getaway for the greatest concerts, events, and gaming all under one roof. More than 30 acts are booked for 2024. Our indoor water park is a hit for the entire family to relax and unwind. Play with your Seven Clans Rewards card and find out why we have the most loyal players. Pile up the points and earn one-of-a-kind VIP experiences, free play, and cash. And yeah, about the cash. Seven Clans paid more than $50 million in jackpots in 2023. It's all right here at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Governor Laura Kelly's office has said that the raise for state employees to a $15 an hour minimum wage is one way Kansas can recruit and retain a more robust workforce. An economist from Wichita, Jeremy Hill, agrees, but says the results for Kansans outside of the state government would be minimal. He spoke with Cake News.
Is it going to be that significant to the overall state economy? No, we're not going to see this ripple effect back. But because they have a surplus, it does help those particular households in being competitive getting skilled labor for the state.
And other news, thanks to a seventh grader at Hutchinson Middle School who's doing a class project on former WNBA star Jackie Stiles. About 100 of her classmates got to meet the Kansas basketball legend. The seventh grader, Ellen Corey, spoke with Cake News.
I started reading about Jackie, and I was amazed. I was just flabbergasted.
And here's why Jackie showed up.
I was just so impressed that she reached out to me through my website and that she was doing a project on me. It really touched me for sure.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The national student loan company known as Nelnet, that's based out of Lincoln, Nebraska, has been announced they will be paying near $1.8 million in a case to resolve allegations that they failed to appropriately communicate with borrowers about renewing their income-driven repayment plans that provide access to affordable student loan payments. According to the report, the Attorney General from the state of Massachusetts, Andrea Joy Campbell, announced the settlement with Nelnet, saying that the company will be paying the $1.8 million to the Commonwealth to comply with federal notice requirements relating to the IDR plans, along with working on implementing new business practices, making it easier for borrowers to continue to make more affordable income-driven payment plans. They say to enroll in the income-driven repayment plans, borrowers must submit documentation of their income along with family size to the student loan servicer, along with recertifying their income and family size information by the deadlines that are established by the servicer each year. Mid-American Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Winter weather phenoms continued Thursday as the National Weather Service issued a warning for a snow squall in southeast Nebraska as brief heavy snow with winds gusting to 50 miles per hour limited visibilities for a time to less than a quarter mile. That activity tracked into northeast Kansas early Thursday evening as blowing snow closed some roads recently open from the previous round of winter weather. K99 north of Beatty was again reported closed Friday morning. Gage County authorities reporting Thursday afternoon all maintained roads had been open to one lane. Caution advised on hillsides and those intersections with a single lane open. Townships continue working to widen lanes. A fire early Monday morning in Frankfort destroyed an outbuilding and vehicles inside the Leon and Carol Haug residence. Frankfort firemen called out shortly after 2 a.m. Temperatures around 10 below. No injuries reported. Adjacent buildings not impacted. Beatrice Fire Department responded to a home at 1923 South 4th Street shortly after 6 a.m. Thursday with a fire in the attic area of the house. Damage estimated around $13,000 with some smoke and water damage, temporarily dislocating two residents. Cause was electrical in nature. There were no injuries. Marysville USD 364 January 15th board meeting postponed has been rescheduled for January 22nd at 6 p.m. Blue Rapids Chicken Dinner fundraiser postponed last Saturday evening has been rescheduled for February 9th. And last week's Fur Bear Frenzy fundraiser in Home City, which was postponed due to weather, has been rescheduled for Sunday, February 11th. Our public affairs guest this weekend is Lynn Schaefer, who talks about recent improvements and activities in the Vermilion community, which was among 10 small Kansas communities recognized recently through the Kansas Pride Program.
This journey began in 2009 when we started the nonprofit called Friends of the Vermilion Community. And the mission of that nonprofit was to preserve and maintain and keep beautiful the various sites in the town. So in the first 9 years, the investments in Vermilion totaled nearly $30,000. And we raised that through donations and fundraising. And then we figured out we needed a little more support than just could be generated by soup lunches and, you know, our various activities. Then we turned to Kansas State, who had a program called Community Empowerment.
Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
This is another interesting thing that we did. We had an exchange called First Impressions, where we went down to Delia and critiqued their town, and they came up here a different time and critiqued Vermilion and gave us a list of our strengths and our weaknesses. So that's kind of interesting to see it from another community's viewpoint.
Twin Valley Lake basketball games will be moved back an hour starting at 2:30 today in the semifinals at Onega. Hanover girls meet Clifton Clyde at 2:30. Axtell boys face Clifton Clyde at 4. Valley Heights girls meet Centralia at 5:30, and Hanover boys tip off with Centralia at 7. We'll have four games back-to-back live on KNDY FM, 98.5. Tournament moved back an hour at Onega starting at 2:30 this afternoon. Shirley L. Jensen, age 89, of Waterville, passed away January 11th. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Shirley Jensen. Elizabeth Liz A. O'Connell, age 90, of Marysville, passed away January 16th. Celebration of life service Friday, January 26th at noon at the American Legion in Marysville. Private family burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Liz O'Connell.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A wind chill advisory is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Then another wind chill advisory will be in effect from early this evening until early Saturday afternoon. Staying sunny today with our highs in the single digits and mid-teens, with wind chill values around 21 below. Partly cloudy overnight tonight, staying very chilly with our lows just below zero and in the negative teens, wind chill values in the negative 20s. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the single digits and mid-teens, wind chill values around 23 below. Then partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows just above zero. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Breezy on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then mostly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. South winds around 20 and gusting as high as 35. Some rain showers are possible into Monday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. South winds still gusting as high as 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 65, the average low 18, and the record low 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunset this evening at 5:32.
Having a mild winter where you live? WeatherLore says that's not such good news. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 19th, the 19th day of the year. Singer Dolly Parton celebrates a birthday, and Confederate General Robert E. Lee was born on this day in 1807. Whether your weather thus far has been wild or mild, you can bet there's a weather proverb to tell you what it means, and most warn about the downside of a warm January. There are scores of sayings like this one. If January calends be summerly gay, it will be winterly weather till the calends of May. A similar adage goes, remove your coat on a winter's day, you will gladly put it on in May. Another piece of wisdom warns, if grass grows in January, it will grow badly the entire year. And farmers especially hope for a healthy blanket of snow. They call it poor man's fertilizer. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather lore at almanac.com.
Experience a performance where breaking a sweat is a celebration. Join the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and get your body moving at Let's Get Physical at the Replay Lounge Friday and Saturday, January 19th and 20th at Venue 36 in Marysville. Reserve seating and general admission tickets can be purchased online at marshallcountyarts.org and at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street office. Enjoy an incredible performance, support local artists, and ensure a future for creativity in our community. The Replay Lounge, January 19th and 20th.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Another big weekend coming up as we get closer to the end of the NFL season of 2023-4 as the Kansas City Chiefs are back in action for the NFL divisional round against the Buffalo Bills coming up on Sunday with the afternoon game with kickoff at 5:30. It was a dominant win last week in the extreme cold and freezing temperatures as the Chiefs won over the Miami Dolphins 26-7 at home at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs now head on the road to New York and Buffalo to take on the Bills, as both teams are going into the game at 12-6 for their overall record. With that 12-6 record, both teams are atop both of their subdivisions, with the Bills at the top of the AFC East, the Chiefs atop the AFC West. Other games include the two divisional rounds for Saturday, with the Texans taking on the Ravens and the Packers taking on the 49ers. The Sunday early game is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the road to take on the Detroit Lions. After this week, it gets into the conference championships. Mid-American Network Sports. Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Weniger Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Weniger Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Weniger Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Weniger Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WenigerDrilling.com.
An exciting era of Shocker basketball has arrived with new head coaches Paul Mills and Terry Nooner leading this year's men's and women's teams. Take in the electric sights and sounds of Charles Koch Arena while you enjoy the new game day improvements, including the fan-friendly concession pricing, simplified entry into the arena, and thrilling enhancements to the game presentation. Support the Shockers. Visit GoShockers.com to view team schedules and purchase your tickets today or call 316-978-FANS.
College basketball back in action this weekend, as well as the Kansas Jayhawks are on the road to take on the West Virginia Mountaineers, as the Jayhawks are still sitting number 3 nationwide. That tip-off on Saturday at 3 p.m. The Jayhawks did come off a big victory against the Oklahoma State Cowboys on Tuesday earlier this week with a 90-66 victory. It's also a short turnaround for the Jayhawks after this game as they come back on Monday to come back home to Manhattan as they take on Cincinnati with tip-off Monday night at 8 p.m. In Wildcat basketball, the Kansas State Wildcats are also at home on Saturday with an evening tip at 6 p.m. as they're now facing the Oklahoma State Cowboys, as Kansas made a big surprise winning over number 9 Baylor on Tuesday this week with a 68-64 victory. The win had the Wildcats jump up to the number 4 slot in the Big 12 Conference, sitting 3-1 in conference play, tied with the top 3 teams. Their overall record right now at 13-4. The Kansas Jayhawks have taken top slot for the Big 12 as well with a 15-2 overall record, also 3-1 in conference play.
Marysville Bulldogs struggled on a long night in Seneca, second round of the Thunder Classic on Thursday, as Nemo Hall Central prevailed 50-27. Outscoring Marysville all four quarters and holding the Bulldogs to 5 field goals in the contest. Central was paced by senior Trent Thomas with 17 points. He led 6 scores for the Thunder. Willow Tott was Marysville's top scorer with just 11 points and just 2 field goals, both in the first half. Central 57, Marysville 27. Two teams match up again next Friday. Central improves to 6-3. Marysville falls to 6-4. In other action in the second round, top seed St. Mary's dispatched Jackson Heights 50-18. Holton held off Hiawatha 58-43. And Nemo Hall Central over Marysville 50-27. Pits Jackson Heights and Hiawatha Saturday at 10. Marysville meets Holton at 11:30. Nemo Hall Central will host St. Mary's in the championship Saturday at 1. Reporting for KDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Schedule modifications continue on account of weather. Friday's games will start an hour later than the original schedule. They'll be at 2:30. We'll have it live on FM 95.5. Thursday night, back in the bracket, Blue Valley girls took Onega 46-44. Washington County boys edge Onega 48-47. In the girls' quarterfinals, Valley Heights took Lynn 62-38. Centralia won over Donovan West 50-42. While in the boys' quarterfinals, Hanover down Valley Heights 55-49, and Centralia beat Donovan West 60-29. Setting up semifinals Friday, again beginning at 2:30, Hanover girls take on top seed Clifton Clyde. Valley Heights girls face Centralia at 5:30. In boys play, Axtell meets top seed Clifton Clyde at 4. Hanover takes on Centralia in the nightcap at 7. Again, the play begins at 2:30 Friday on FM 95.5. Marysville girls travel to Nemaha Central for a Friday night affair. Varsity tip about 7:30 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Marysville boys fell to host Nemaha Central Thursday 50-27. Holton beat Hiawatha 58-43, and St. Mary's took Jackson Heights 50-18. Marysville boys tip Saturday 11:30 from Seneca. We'll have it live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Nemaha Central will host St. Mary's in the championship Saturday at 1 o'clock. Marysville High girls basketball team is fourth seed in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational, which tips off Monday and Tuesday at Hiawatha. Topeka Hayden's the top seed, Lafayette second, St. Mary's third, then Marysville, Jackson Heights, Concordia, and Hiawatha. Three-team pool play begins Monday evening at 7. The 4-5 seeds, Marysville and Jackson Heights, will air the game live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Marysville girls back in action Thursday versus top seed Topeka Hayden at 7 p.m. Brackets on our website, KNDYRadio.com. Marysville wrestlers had a makeup league duel with Clay Center Thursday, falling 46-30. Marysville High wrestlers at the Beloit Invitational Friday, Saturday this weekend.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Nothing beats the flavor of fresh produce, but canning, freezing, and drying can help extend your enjoyment throughout the year. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Take some time to plant a garden that will provide you and your family with fresh produce and enough extra to preserve as needed or desired. Start by listing the preserved foods you like to use and your family will eat. Does your family prefer their fruit canned as jams and jellies, dried into leathers, made into sauce, or frozen for use in smoothies? Do you prefer your tomatoes dried, canned as juice, sauce, and whole, or frozen? Surplus cucumbers, green beans, and asparagus can be pickled and cabbage fermented into kraut. Mark your calendar for peak harvest times in your region so you allow sufficient time for harvesting and preserving. See the Harvesting and Fresh Preserving Guide at freshpreserving.com to find peak harvest times in your region. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
KNDY.
There will be a personal property auction, including guns, tools, appliances, furniture, and household items for Darlene and Randy Hatke. Saturday, January 20th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Guns sell at noon. They'll also be selling pistols, a gun safe, selling tools and miscellaneous, selling furniture items, including a leather 3-cushion couch, love seat, and oversized chair, dining table with 4 cushion chairs, king-size bed, dressers, Samsung front load washer and dryer on pedestals just 1 year old, 2 upright freezers, flat-screen TVs, and miscellaneous. This public auction for Darlene and Randy Hatke, Saturday, January 20th, begins at 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
There are plenty of museums across the country to visit, but it's fairly rare to find one that covers 40 acres. This one can make that claim, and perhaps it's only fitting that the size is large, given the vast region it seeks to share with those who stop by. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm
Valentine Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In 1982, a new museum opened in Bend, Oregon, to tell the story of the high desert region.
Initially, the museum was focused on the science and natural history aspect. We had animals from the outset. That's always been part of our DNA here at the museum.
Heidi Hegemeyer shares the story from the High Desert Museum in Bend, Oregon. Those animals are one of the top draws for all ages who come here.
All the species are native to the high desert region, and they range from fish to reptiles to some of the more charismatic animals you might think of, like porcupines and otters and a bobcat.
One of the goals is to tell the story of the region from deep into the past right up to the present day.
Well, certainly the native peoples have been here since time immemorial, and we have an exhibition dedicated to their stories called By Hand Through Memory. That's a permanent exhibition here at the museum.
One thing that makes this place unique is the breadth of items it covers and the space it uses to do so.
The museum is sited on 40 acres, so there's quite a lot to see, and there's walking paths outside. It makes for a immersive natural experience. So it's kind of a serene environment, and it's a fun space to explore.
In fact, you can explore an old sawmill and town buildings reminiscent of early logging days, see animals, historical exhibits, and items from the current day, all a part of a place that tells the story of the high desert. Traveling the countryside in Bend, Oregon, I'm Andrew McCray.
me. You wanna twist and twist some more. And we did. Well, I twisted with my baby doll down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Well, I twisted with my baby doll down by the riverside. Down by the riverside.
Raise cattle for 4-H or FFA projects might be intimidated by a big steer or heifer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Start them out small with bucket calves as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Fair, raising bucket calves is a popular program and gets kids interested in livestock. The calves are usually purchased when they're 1 to 10 days old from dairy or beef producers. They are orphans or sold for other reasons. Dwayne Lenneman is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says if you get a calf right after it's born, its first meal has to be colostrum.
You've got to have it if you want that calf to stay healthy and be healthy, because that colostrum contains antibodies that prevent diseases that normally hit young calves. And the other thing you want to do is, a lot of times people will give just a simple injection of vitamins. Most common is vitamins D, A, and E, and they help the newborn calf get a good start in life.
The calves are usually fed from a bottle or a bucket with a nipple and eventually trained to drink from a bucket, which is where the term bucket calf comes from. They should be kept in a pen sheltered from weather with clean, comfortable bedding. If you have more than one calf, keep them in separate pens. This makes it easier to feed and prevents disease transmission. Between feeding, grooming, and taming, Lenneman says kids learn valuable lessons and get a good taste of what it's like to take care of livestock.
Number one, they're a fun project. That calf is dependent on the owner or the young person, and they become a pet, which is kind of nice because it's reciprocated. They'll come running to the young person, either for its milk or maybe for grain later on. Of course, they love to be played with.
Depending on your goals for the animal, it can be a short-term project, beginning with the calf born in February or March and ending at the county fair in the summer. Learn more about raising bucket calves at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
A Montana program incentivizes schools to buy local beef. That's next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Why not encourage school lunch programs to source beef locally? Montana State University and the Montana version of a USDA initiative called Team Nutrition collaborated to do just that. Ranchers like Maggie and Josh Johnson were able to sell to local schools.
Yeah, it not only connects the kids with local food, but it fosters more resilient food systems by providing an institution market for farmers and ranchers to sell their products. It's really nice when it's not so far from home to have to deliver beef.
The Beef to Schools program gave schools a few hundred dollars to buy local beef. The Johnsons operate Montana-branded near Westby.
I've had a lot of them reach out again to me about buying more beef after they used their funds that were allowed to each school. So it's definitely been a really good thing for us producers.
Ann says, Maggie, it's good for the schools as well.
I know budgets are always a big deal when it comes to schools and retirement facilities and nursing homes and things like that. So it's definitely challenging for them. And I feel like grant money, you know, is much appreciated by schools and institutions to be able to utilize local food.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Good Friday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, we spoke with USDA's Gary Crawford and livestock analyst Shale Shagum about the upcoming beef markets, eagerly awaiting two upcoming USDA cattle reports, as those two have the latest.
Is the contraction of the beef herd just about over, or will it continue? A USDA livestock analyst says this week's monthly USDA cattle on feed report probably will not provide the answers for that. Shale Shagum says cattle markets are going to have to wait a few more days for USDA's big cattle inventory report,
which will give us an estimate of the actual number of cattle in the U.S., the number of cattle in all feedlots, not just the 1,000-plus feedlots that these reports track, as well as the number of cows, both dairy and beef cows.
So mark your calendars. USDA will be releasing its cattle inventory report January 31st. That may give us a better handle on where the beef industry is headed.
Now, in other news, we see new non-real estate farm lending activity at commercial banks continue to decline in the fourth quarter of 2023. The volume of new non-real estate farm loans in the final months of 2023 was about 15% less than the previous year. The number of new loans did increase from the previous year, but the average loan sizes were considerably lower. The sharp decline in farm loan interest rates abated during the quarter as average rates increased modestly for some types of loans and dropped slightly for others. Despite a reduction in new loans compared to late 2022, 2023's outstanding farm debt balances reported by commercial banks grew steadily through the third quarter of last year. Looking back, it was elevated production costs, higher interest expenses, and lower commodity prices increasing the financing needs of many producers. The Kansas City Fed says strong liquidity in recent years likely supplemented the borrowing needs of some operations through 2023. I'm Seb Speck with your latest agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. Credit or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and Rusty at Ford.com.
There will be a land auction, 157 acres in Murray Township, Marshall County, selling for the Shirley Spangler Estate, Friday, January 26th, sale at 10 a.m. at the Axtell American Legion. 157 acres with 120 acres more or less planted crops in a corn and soybean rotation. 10 acres, waterways, 14 acres of meadow that's hayed. There is an older farmstead at 2680 Indian Road on 4 acres that includes a 3-bedroom house, barn, and other outbuildings on well water and REA. Balance of 9 acres, mostly tree-lined ditches, farms on a blacktop road only a few miles from the grain elevator. This land auction for the Shirley Spangler Estate, Friday, January 26th, 10 a.m. at the Axtell American Legion. For inspection or details, contact Rob or Tom Olmsted with Olmsted Real Estate. More details online, olmstedrealestate.com. Broker and auctioneer.
A perennial forage crop for livestock makes tasty grain. Research is underway to feed this perennial grain to humans on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty, economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Every year, a wheat crop is planted, it grows, is harvested, and then dies, leaving several months of bare soil on the land. Plant breeders at the Land Institute are developing intermediate wheatgrass, which has been used as a forage or as an alternative grain crop. It can be milled into flour, and the products are being sold under the trade name Kernza. Lee DeHaan is the lead scientist for Kernza domestication with the Land Institute. He says besides opportunities for grain, the perennial plant also does a lot for the soil.
Kernza is a crop that we can plant once and then have it live for many years, and it will be green whenever it's not frozen. Spring, summer, even winter here in Kansas, it stays green, and it can be taking up available nutrients, and it holds on to the soil. So roots growing in the soil hold it against erosion and protect that soil, even build soil carbon.
It's not considered an alternative to wheat just yet, but DeHaan says food manufacturers are experimenting with Kernza.
It's a very tiny specialty crop, but we are seeing it substituted for wheat in recipes. So breads and muffins and cookies and pancakes. Beer is a big one that's being explored. All of these are good uses for the grain where humans can eat it directly and explore the new taste options they have available there.
DeHaan says more research has to be done, including yield, seed size, and grain quality. A handful of farmers are now producing and selling Kernza grain, but it will be another 5 to 10 years before the seed is widely available. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about the possibilities for this new grain at agriculture.com.
Good Friday afternoon. I'm Sam Smith with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, still mostly higher in the grains and lower in the livestock here as we pass through the noon hour. February live cattle down 52 cents at 174.30. April's down 40 at 177.25. Similar losses in the feeder cattle contracts. January's down $1.12, trading at 229.80. March down 72 at 231.82. And a mixed bag in the hogs. However, the immediate months are lower. February down 32 cents at $70.77. April trading at 78.35. That's down a dime. Into the grains now. We're still seeing slight gains for corn. March corn is up 1 1/4 at 445 and a quarter. May trading at 455 and 3/4. That's up 0.75 cents. Kansas City wheat still higher. March up 4.5, trading at 609 and 3/4. May at 612.5. That's up 4.25 cents. And double digits for the oats. March oats up 10 3/4 cents at 377.5. May's at 381. That's up 14 3/4 cents today. Into the soybeans, a bit of two-sided trade. Sees a slowing down in the earlier gains. However, March still up 0.75 cents at 1214 and a quarter. May up a quarter cent at 12.24 and a half. March soybean meal down 150 at 359.80, but slight gains beyond that. May's up 70 at 358.20, and soy oil still lower today. March down 71 points at 46.91. Big day for cotton, another day. March cotton up 119 at 83.70. May up 125 at 84.64. Into the energy markets, we see February crude oil down 52 cents, trading at 73.56 a barrel. Unleaded gas is down 2 cents a gallon, trading at 2.16. February heating oil down 1 at 2.67, and a sharp decline for natural gas. February down 16 at 2.53. Taking a look at Wall Street here, as the S&P jumping to an all-time high of 45 points at 4,825. NASDAQ up 175 at 15,231. And the Dow Jones currently up high as well, up 315 at 37,784. Taking a look now into the metals, we see February gold up 850 at 2,030.20, and March silver currently down 8 cents at 2,272 per ounce.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Mung beans have been a crop that Ignacio Ciampitti has been researching with his colleagues at Kansas State University. This K-State Farm System Specialist explains what a mung bean is and what it could provide for Kansas producers.
It's something that is very similar to soybeans. So it's a one-season legume. Similar to soybeans. Why we say similar to soybeans? Because we tend to plant a little bit later, and we will talk about in a minute. But when you think about the crop and the looks and everything connected to, for example, doesn't need any nitrogen because basically it works with a bacteria in the soil for fixing nitrogen. And this crop has very, very short growing season. And as I mentioned before, adding again, is a very high tolerance to drought and heat. And those two things are what makes the crops, I mean, and this crop specifically, really attractive to Kansas.
Ciampitti says what the market is for this crop.
And why this crop is so important in terms of, if you look at around the world, we are seeing that it's one of the, not only an opportunity to diversify the crop, but also has a really high demand in the last decade, two decades, not only in the U.S., but globally. And mainly because it's a crop that is for human consumption and is high rich in protein. So if you think about mainly what are the markets, they are human consumption, food, and basically high-end, high protein, and usually are basically consumed as a sprout or sometimes grain soups.
There is still plenty of research to be done for mung beans in Kansas, and he has a plan for how it will take place.
What are the main challenges that the farmers is finding? That was what we are focusing on 2024. And then also start thinking about everything. Well, we already tested planting date. It looks like we found maybe a sweet spot there after that winter wheat, winter canola harvest. Then we need to start testing what are the optimal row spacing, seeding rate, and also inoculants. So we are also looking at potential effect on inoculants. So these are a couple of things that we are testing. We also need to start generating data, crop insurance, to get crop insurance as another factor, critical factor at some point to make sure that the crop is going to be commercially available and farmers will be attracted to this crop. It's a really great option.
That was K-State Farm System Specialist Ignacio Ciampitti with what mung beans could bring to Kansas. Read more about this crop at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, the big three stock averages finally broke their three-day losing streak. The Dow Jones added 202 points to close at 37,468. The S&P picked up 0.9%, and a rally in tech shares boosted the NASDAQ higher by 0.3%. Shares of iRobot plunged more than 33% in extended trading on word that the EU's antitrust watchdog intends to block Amazon's planned acquisition of the company. iRobot makes the Roomba automated vacuum cleaner. The housing market is starting to wake up, but considering last year's historic decline in home sales, the industry had nowhere to go but up. High mortgage rates kept many prospective buyers in their apartments last year. Walmart managers are getting a raise starting next month. The retail giant is hiking the average hourly wage to more than $18, translating to about $128,000 a year. Bonuses could double that for Walmart store managers. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat live on KNDY.
Kansas' original country station, touching eight decades. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.
ABC News, I'm Michelle.